Okay, I think I'll go into, because this one says, do you have any preparatory training? But I don't think there's any
preparatory training. For the actors or?
Yeah, la, so I don't think it applies to for you. La.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Because I think you went into a little bit about how you manage time with this a bit differently because of your situation.
Mm.
How did you allocate time specifically for different parts of the process? Because it was written during the while the play was in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So maybe you could elaborate more about that process and how it was for you. And also, is it usual for you to do something like that?
Right, right. I mean, these days, I would very much prefer to let the company have a full script, lah. You know, it's very important, of course. I mean, for the director to have a overall idea what the play is, like the designers also, right? Because you don't want to give you scene by scene, and then suddenly like last scene, the set explodes, you know. And then you can have a designer like how
yeah.
You know, and then I come up with like really something which was not even hinted at in the
yeah.
earlier scene. So you don't want to spring these things on all your other theatre collaborators. But I think for this one I really had to give the script in bits, you know, piecemeal, and it would come in even as they were rehearsing the earlier scenes. So I think because of that, I had to be okay. I'm not gonna, as I said, spring any surprises with the later scenes. You know, yeah. So definitely, I think it did affect what the play, you know, eventually looked like. Because I think if I were to give it one piece, then maybe the ending I could have like. Not to say that I wanted a different ending, you know? But I think that the process sort of dictated that I not radically alter, you know, the scenes. Hang on, sorry. Hello, Ivan. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, so it was going piecemeal. That for me is not the most ideal situation, lah. Mm.